Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, and don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout Pennsylvania. I'm Jim Galante, along with Greg Pickle, and it is time to Ask Greg. We are going to, at the end of the segment, we're going to pick out the best question in quarter number four. We are going to announce who had the best question, and they will win the KSN polo shirt. Fantastic shirt. I know that. Greg, you know that, and so do our fans who win it. So if you want the opportunity to win that great KSN polo shirt, you send us a question by downloading the Keystone Sports app. There's a nice Ask Greg button there, or you could email us at info@ksnsports.net. All right. Before we get to the questions, Greg, I just have to let our listeners know, you and I, off air, we were having our Philadelphia Eagle conversation. In 1 minute, tell us what you thought of the Eagles' performance Sunday night.
Yeah, I had a bad feeling you were going to get me all wound up about this again, Jim. And I was not happy about it, will not be happy about it. Maybe I'll change my tune if they don't blow the sixth draft pick in a couple of months. But, you know, it's a franchise. I guess my overall point would be that, you know, they talk a lot about, well, you want to lose because you want a better draft pick. Well, guess what? If you knew how to draft and you drafted well, you wouldn't be 4-13-1 or 4-12-1 or 2-11 or whatever it takes to get that kind of a pick. So I just thought it was terrible. And I don't know if I want to spend any more time talking about it, Jim, because if we do that, we're not even going to get to any questions. We'll just spend all 12 and a half minutes talking about the Eagles and the tanking and Howie Roseman and Doug Peterson and Carson Wentz and Jalen Hurts. So I won't waste any more of the segment on that, but it was pretty disgusting.
We'll have plenty of time.
I think that was exactly a minute, Jim, by the way. Just wanted to point that out.
I think it was, Greg, and I appreciate you keeping it to a minute. Our buddy Dustin used to call this Salty Greg, and that certainly was the case today. All right, let's move on to our listener questions. Let's start with Tony from Midland, Michigan, who says, do you think Coach Franklin will seriously look to the transfer portal in search of a quarterback who's an improvement over the current quarterbacks at Penn State's roster? Note, I am not expecting to find a Justin Fields, but I have to think there are better quarterback options out there.
Yeah, I do think that, you know, Penn State is going to actively look into the transfer portal. And I don't think all of the quarterbacks who are transferring are in the portal yet. So I think there's still time to find somebody. But I also just want to remind everyone that it's not a guarantee that just because you think someone's better than the guys you have here that once they actually get to Penn State, they will be better. Again, people transfer for a number of different reasons. One of the biggest ones being that they can't beat out whoever they're behind at the school they're currently at. So I know everyone just wants Penn State to go into the portal, go get a quarterback and kind of just, you know, roll on with it, but it's really not that easy. And maybe someone will end up in the portal that really makes sense for Penn State and vice versa. And maybe that guy will come in and win the job. But, you know, I just want to remind everyone that it's maybe not as easy as everybody would like it to be at this point.
And our listener, he mentioned Justin Fields. And the problem with the portal is we as fans, we see Justin Fields move to Ohio State, and that's a college football playoff team and maybe even a national champion. We see Joe Burrow transfer to LSU, and that becomes a national championship team. Those guys are few and far between, and I'm not sure that one elite guy would be headed Penn State's way if given the opportunity. There would be a lot of competition for that type of player. All right.
Well, and that's just, let me just finish with this, Jim.
Yeah,
that's exactly that's exactly the problem. I mean, not only do you create a whole bunch of new competition in your quarterback room, but you have a lot of competition to go get that guy to begin with. And I hate to say it, but let's be honest. If you are a transfer quarterback and you are looking at all of your options and you want to be like Justin Fields and go somewhere where you could win a national title, there's a lot of programs that kids are going to pick that aren't Penn State. I hate to say that, but the way that things are going right now, this is obviously not a team that's played in the college football playoff. It's been close one time, but you know, I know there's been a lot of success under James Franklin. There's no one arguing that. There's been obviously a lot of good moments under James Franklin, but if you have a year or two left to play and you want to go to the college football playoff, Penn State got some things to overcome when it goes, when you talk about the idea of trying to out position and out, flank another team to get them to come to Penn State and not to another school.
And Greg, not to prolong this, but if you bring a quarterback in who's not necessarily the slam dunk like Justin Fields, are you going to bring someone in and you're now going to have Sean Clifford and Will Levis and whoever this new quarterback is? It becomes a quarterback controversy at that point. You know,
it
we
does.
Like to say, if you have two quarterbacks, you don't have any quarterback. Well, how about if you have three quarterbacks vying for it? And what does that do to chemistry in the locker room? So,
well, it can blow your room up. Yeah, I mean, it can absolutely blow your room up. And, you know, again, I don't know if we have any questions this week, Jim, but I know a lot of people were asking us previously, well, why is Taquan Roberson not playing? Why won't they give him a chance? And I'm still convinced that if they thought he was good enough to get reps, he would have. And they didn't feel that way for whatever reason. And they obviously have seen a lot of practices and we haven't. So, you know, I don't know what the future holds for him, but, you know, I don't know if he's the guy. I don't know if Micah Bowens is the guy. Christian Veau comes in and he was a four-star recruit, but he hasn't played in the year. So when he gets to campus, he'll get his, if they have a spring game, that'll be his first reps in over a year. So, you know, I don't know what the quick fix is here, but you're right. If you bring somebody in who is not a quick fix and you have a couple of guys who end up transferring or lose the locker room because of that, then, you know, you're obviously going to keep, you're going to continue to create more problems for yourself on top of the ones you already have.
And let's not forget about quarterback development. Going into the 2020 season, a lot of us expected a lot more from Sean Clifford than what we saw. So that's another part to this. All right, let's get to question number two. This is turning into like Ask Ross, where we ask one question and it goes for the entire segment.
Yes, and our listeners hate that, Jim, so we can do some rapid-fire ones here quick.
All right, let's go. Our old buddy, Dirt Frank, he's back from Warminster, and he says, sorry, guys, I've been missing in action, but I'm always listening. Greg, aside from Micah Parsons and Miles Sanders, what five-star players have made an impact at Penn State? It seems that Penn State more have failed than succeeded.
Yeah, well, so, you know, when you rule those guys out, there's not many options left because obviously Penn State has not landed a ton of five-star recruits over the last handful of years. So, I mean, I guess if, you know, to answer the question, I would throw Brandon Smith in that category, Jim. Obviously, he has some tackling issues. There's no doubt there. No one's debating that. But there were some moments this year where you really saw him kind of showcase and highlight that five-star ability, and I think fans are going to see even more of that here over the next few years. So I guess I would go with him.
Okay. Greg, earlier we were talking about salty Greg, so we may as well get to some salty questions from our listeners. One of my favorite listeners is Steve from Potomac, Maryland. In fact, he was just texting me earlier here. Steve has some issues with a couple different items, but I'm going to go with this question. Do you think someone will do us a favor and offer Brent Pry a head coaching job?
No.
It's hard to argue the defense has improved under his watch, and a lot of the same issues still remain.
Yeah, you know, I thought at one point that Brent Pry was going to be Georgia Southern's head coach, not this year, obviously, but in the past. I thought that at one point he was going to be Georgia Southern's head coach. I thought at one point Louisiana Lafayette was going to be where he ended up, and he never took the head coaching job anywhere. So, you know, I still think that's what he wants to do, but it doesn't appear like I'm not sure what he's waiting for Jim. He feels like he's waiting for something specific. I don't know what it is, but I would be very surprised if he ended up at another school before the start of the 2021 season. But let me also say this. So, you know, we're talking about this at about 10, you know, we're talking about this on Tuesday, January 5th. And I say that because what I'm about to say, I want to make sure that if people are listening to this later, they don't misunderstand, you know, when I'm saying this. But Jim, I'm surprised that they haven't had any coaching change yet. And I know that there's still jobs that are open and the carousel is still spinning, but I'll be real honest. I really did not think that they were going to bring back all of the coaches, especially on defense. I thought that they were going to change. And the reason I bring this up is because of Brent Pry. But, you know, I really thought there'd be at least one change on that defensive coaching staff. And as we sit here right now, it doesn't look like that's going to happen.
Well, do you think part of that is there was so much turnover last year that James Franklin, and with everything that went on in 2020, yes, he wants a little stability. Let me get the same group to help with recruiting, to help with everything else. Let's have a real spring practice. Let's have, you know, official visits. Can we get some consistency here?
Yeah, I could certainly see that being the case, but I don't know. I just look at it as consistency is fine, but when you're consistently bad in a number of areas, and let's be honest, Penn State's pass defense and tackling have been consistently bad for the last couple of years now, and all the same coaches have been here. I think at some point you have to stop and ask yourself, what's going on here? You know, I can remember the Zoom conference calls with Brent Pry and with Terry Smith and with Tim Banks, and everyone was convinced that Penn State's defense was the pass defense was going to be better and the tackling was going to be better and that they had figured out the problems in the offseason to create more turnovers. And guess what, Jim? None of that really ended up being the case. So I can understand wanting stability and wanting consistency, but again, when you're consistently bad in the same areas year in and year out, maybe it's a point where you have to question what's going on.
All right, let's quickly get in one more salty question. This from Dave from Pennsburg, PA. This team comes out flat and not ready to play each week, and that's the head coach's primary job. Who are, for you, your top three gettable coaching options for the next guy at Penn State? And by the way, I love what Luke Fickell is doing at Cincinnati.
Yeah, well, I guess we can. I you know, that's. And I know we are short on time here, Jim. So I'm going to kind of give this a roundabout answer. Maybe we can come back to it in the next segment. But you know, I look at it like this: would Penn State in most years be able to get an upgrade over James Franklin based on what is available out there and what they can afford? I'm going to say no. So I don't think that there's really this magical fix that everybody wants there to be out there.
All right, very good. That will be it for our Ask Greg segment. We'll talk off air. We'll pick out our winner. We will announce that at the start of quarter number four. And speaking of quarter number four, Greg, we're going to talk about what went right this season. We've had enough of what went wrong, so stick around for that.
Hi, this is Dustin Hawkinsmith from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, go to KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. The rest of the KSN team and I will bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more. You may even hear directly from some of your favorite recruits. That's KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. You can also take Keystone Sports Network with you. Go to your app store and download Keystone Sports for your mobile device. For Penn State football news 52 weeks a year, count on the Keystone Sports Network.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.